Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alamin Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidina wa Habibina wa Mawlana Muhammad Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in Mawlaya salli wa sallim daiman abada Ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihimi Jazallahu anna nabiyyana Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bima huwa ahlu. Continuing with the Ghazwa of the Qarad, Salama bin Akwa radiallahu an had taken control of the situation, pursued the enemy, gave chase to them, retrieved nearly all the camels of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that were taken by the enemy. And then he was engaging with the enemy in conversation, in discussion, when he sees the first horseman of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arriving. And the first horseman was Sayyiduna Akhram radiallahu an, whose name was Muhriz bin Nadlah radiallahu an. When he came, Salama bin Akwa radiallahu an descended from the mountain, and he grabs the reins of Akhram radiallahu an's animal, of his horse, and he says to him that, "Be careful, because I fear that the enemy will attack you." Akhram radiallahu an says to him, "Ya Salama, in kunta tu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir wa ta'lama anna al jannata haqqun wan nara haqqun fala tahul bayni wa bayna al shahada." O Salama, if you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in the final day, and if you have conviction that Jannah is true and Jahannam is true, then do not become an obstacle between me and attaining martyrdom. So Salama radiallahu anhu leaves him. As he goes further, he encounters one enemy, Abdul Rahman bin Uyayna, and they exchange blows. Akhram radiallahu anhu strikes the horse of Abdul Rahman bin Uyayna, and he hamstrings it, he strikes its leg. So when the horse falls, Abdul Rahman bin Uyayna fell as well with the horse. However, he took his spear and he stabbed Akhram radiallahu an, and he made Akhram radiallahu an shaheed. A day before, this very sahabi Akhram radiallahu an saw a dream. He saw that the sky opened up, and he was ascending into the sky. From the first heaven, he continued until he came to the seventh heaven. And then he went beyond the seventh heaven till the Sidratul Muntaha, which is before the Arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there he was told that this is your place. The next morning, he asked Sayyiduna Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu for the interpretation of the dream. Because Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was an expert in the interpreting of dreams. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu says to Akhram radiallahu anhu, "Abshir bi shahada," that take the glad tidings, Allah will bless you with martyrdom. And one day later, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed him with shahadat and martyrdom. Behind Akhram radiallahu an was another horseman, Sayyiduna Abu Qatada radiallahu an. When he sees what had transpired, he attacks Abdul Rahman bin Uyayna. Here again, they exchange blows. He hamstrings the horse of Abdul Rahman bin Uyayna, Abdul Rahman bin Uyayna hamstrings the horse of Abu Qatada radiallahu an. Then Abu Qatada radiallahu an strikes Abdul Rahman bin Uyayna and kills him. And then he now jumps onto the horse that Abdul Rahman bin Uyayna was riding, which was actually the horse of Akhram radiallahu an. Abu Qatada radiallahu an explained that shortly before this encounter and this incident, he had purchased a horse. And when he purchased a horse, then coincidentally he met Mas'ada al-Fazari, who was part of these enemy, part of these people that came to loot the camels of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But this was before the incident, so he meets him. And Mas'ada asks him that, "Why did you buy this horse?" So he says that, "I bought this horse, I will keep this horse, look after it, so that I can use it to help Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and go out with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in jihad." So Mas'ada passed a very negative remark, and he ridiculed Abu Qatada radiallahu anhu and the Muslims. So Abu Qatada radiallahu anhu says to him, I make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I must face you whilst riding on this horse. Mas'ada not paying attention to it. He says ameen to this dua also. So the morning before this incident had taken place, Abu Qatada radiallahu anh was feeding his horse. He was feeding his horse some khajur, some dates. And the horse picks up its head and it begins to listen. So he says that seems like this horse is perceiving horses in the area. It has picked up the scent of other horses and it is perceiving horses in the area. His mother says to him that in Jahiliyat we were not attacked in this way. Now when we have Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam among us, where will there be horsemen coming to attack us? Then the horse does it for the second time. So Abu Qatada radiallahu anhu, now feeling uneasy, he saddles his horse, he takes his weapon, and he begins to ride until he meets someone that tells him that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is preparing an army. He goes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to him, Imdiya Aba Qatada Sahibak Allah, O Abu Qatada, proceed. We had mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent those horsemen earlier on. Among them was Akhram radiallahu an, Miqdad bin Aswad radiallahu an, Abu Ayyash radiallahu an, Ukasha bin Mihsan radiallahu an, Abu Qatada radiallahu an was among them. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam sends him and he says, Sahibak Allah, may Allah be your companion. What a great dua Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made for the sahabi. May Allah accompany you on this journey of yours. So Abu Qatada radiallahu an proceeded. As he came close to the enemy, and he begins to launch an attack on the enemy, they fire an arrow towards him. And the arrow strikes him on his head. Abu Qatada radiallahu an pulls out the arrow from his head. But only the shaft of the arrow came out. The head of the arrow, which was the sharp part, stayed inside. He didn't realize, he pulled out only the shaft, whereas the head of the arrow was still inside. He continues and he fights. He kills Abdul Rahman bin Uyayna, and then he sees a horseman fully covered with a helmet also. He did not recognize the horseman. Then that horseman says to him, that do you know who I am? And then he pulls out his helmet, he pulls out his mask, and it was that same Mas'ada al-Fazari who he had made dua that Allah must allow him to meet him and encounter him. So Abu Qatada radiallahu anhu asks him that, how do you want to fight? Or he actually asked Abu Qatada radiallahu anhu, how do you want to fight? You want to fight with a sword, on horseback, you want to fight with a spear? So he say, Abu Qatada radiallahu anhu says to him that you can choose the fight. You can choose the nature of the fight. He says, we will fight with the sword. So they both now come off their animals. They come off their mounts. And they begin to combat with each other until very shortly, Abu Qatada radiallahu anhu had him on the ground and he was on the chest of Mas'ada. So Mas'ada began to plead to him to spare his life. Abu Qatada radiallahu anhu didn't pay attention to these pleads of his. Then he says, Man li sibya? Who will take care of my children? Obviously this was an occasion of war. This wasn't an occasion of safety or a normal situation that you feel kind and you feel compassionate for the person. So he says, Man li sibya? Who will take care of my children? He says, An-nar. They doomed for the fire also. And then Abu Qatada radiallahu anhu strikes Mas'ada and he kills him. Thereafter he takes his shawl and he covers Mas'ada with his own shawl. And he takes the garment of Mas'ada and his clothing, his weaponry, and he wears all of that. Then he jumps on the horse of Mas'ada and he goes among the enemy with the horse of Mas'ada. So obviously they would think that is Mas'ada coming, and then he goes, he attacks the nephew of Mas'ada and he kills him as well. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam now was prepared to leave, ready to leave Madinah Munawwara with the army, he appointed Abdullah bin Maktum radiallahu an in charge of Madinah Munawwara. He appointed Sa'ad bin Ubada radiallahu an with 300 sahaba to guard Madinah Munawwara. So security arrangements were made for Madinah Munawwara as well. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam left with 500 sahaba radiallahu anhum. As they approach this area where these encounters were happening, they see a dead body, they see a corpse with the covering and the shawl of Abu Qatada radiallahu anhu. So sahaba radiallahu anhum became afraid And they say that, Ya Nabi Allah, Abu Qatada has become shaheed. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, Abu Qatada is still pursuing the enemy. Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhu rush to this dead body. They rush to this corpse. And they lift up the shawl. And they say that, they see that this is Mas'ada. It is not Abu Qatada. They say, Allahu Akbar. Sadaqallahu wa Rasuluh. Mas'ada. That Allah is great. Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are true. This is not Abu Qatada. This is Mas'ada. And they recite takbir. Sahaba recite takbir. Thereafter, Abu Qatada radiallahu anhu comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asks him what had transpired. He says that the enemy have struck me with an arrow. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asks him to come close. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gently removes the head of the arrow from the head of Abu Qatada radiallahu anhu. He places his Mubarak saliva on that place and he places his Mubarak palm over that injury of Abu Qatada radiallahu anhu, making dua, Allahumma barik lahu fi sha'rihi wa bishrihi. O Allah, give him barakah, give him blessings in his hair and in his skin. Because of the barakah of this dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the barakah of the saliva and the Mubarak hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at the age of 70, Abu Qatada radiallahu anhu passed away, but his skin and his hair was still fresh like a 15-year-old youngster. So this was the barakah of the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salama bin Aqwa radiallahu anhu, his side continued to pursue the enemy. Although the horsemen came, he continued chasing them. He says, I was so in front that I couldn't even see the dust of the horsemen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The enemy around sunset, he started pursuing them from before Fajr. Now around sunset, the enemy stopped at a water source, Dhu Qarad. And because of that, this entire ghazwa is known as the ghazwa of Dhu Qarad. So they stopped at a water source, they were thirsty and tired, they wanted to drink water. But when they see Salama radiallahu anhu coming, then they escape from the area and they flee from the area. Then Salama radiallahu anhu finally came to meet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By that time Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had come and camped at this water source. It was already after sunset. Bilal radiallahu anhu had slaughtered a camel for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the army. And he had roasted the hump of the camel and the liver of the camel, the kalaji of the camel for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, a few years ago, when we were in Madinah Munawwara with Hazrat Mufti Sahib Daud Barakatuhum, and one of the South African ulama that are living in Madinah Munawwara, he took us to this area of Ghaba. And he tried to arrange for camel kalaji at that time, but he couldn't get camel kalaji. But he fed us at that time goat kalaji in this area. And Alhamdulillah, we recited this riwayat, this narration of Sahih Muslim of this entire incident in this area. A very mountainous area, obviously only one part of this area we had visited. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba radiallahu anhum enjoyed this camel meat there. And then Salama radiallahu anhu, he's still not finished. He's still not satisfied. He asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give me 100 horsemen. Give me 100 horsemen and I will pursue this enemy. And we won't leave a single person from among them. There won't even be one person to go and give back the news to the people what happened to them. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiled at Salama radiallahu anhu. Understand, this is a 13-year-old youngster. Whole day he pursued the enemy. For quite a bit of the time he was all alone. And now he is still saying, O Nabi of Allah, I want to finish them off. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to him, Malakta faazjih, O Salama, you have taken control of the situation. You have defeated the enemy. Now take it easy. You don't need to pursue them further. They spend the night here in Dhu Qarad. The next morning, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Khayru fursanina Abu Qatada wa khayru rajalatina Salama. From among the horsemen, the best was Abu Qatada, and from among those that were on foot, the best was Salama bin Aqwa radiallahu an. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave Salama radiallahu an double booty. The booty of a horseman and the booty of one on foot. So, in a war, a horseman will get a different booty, according to some of the imams. The horseman will get double what a foot soldier will get in terms of booty. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave Abu Salama radiallahu anhu both portions because of the great work that he had done and the great accomplishment that he had achieved. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the return journey to Madinah Munawwara seated Salama bin Aqwa radiallahu anhu behind him as a mark of appreciation, appreciating what this youngster has done. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam seats him behind him. And as they are approaching Madinah Munawwara, there was an Ansari that came by and he says, Hal may yusabiq? Is there anyone that's ready for a race? Anyone ready for a race? That the day before, this Sahabi, whole day he was on foot, chasing the enemy, pursuing the enemy, and doing such great work. Now they're returning to Madinah Munawwara, and this person comes and says, Hal may yusabiq? Is there anyone that is ready for a race? A few times he calls out, Salama radiallahu anhu asks Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam permission, O Nabi of Allah, can I go and race him? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives him permission to race this Ansari Sahabi. He says that I bent my leg in preparation for the race. This Ansari leaves and he begins to run. He says, I allowed him to go ahead. I gave him the lead and I saved my energy. And then I started. And he says, I came past him so swiftly. I even went next to him. I patted him on his shoulder and I beat him to Madinah Munawwara. With regards to the wife of Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu, Layla her name was, she was taken as captive by the enemy. So while she was with the enemy, one night, while they were sleeping, she manages to break loose from the strings that were tying her, and she goes to the camels. So when she would approach a camel, if the camel made a noise, then she will not climb onto that camel, she will not mount that camel. Because this camel will make a noise, and it will wake, it will alert the people up, the captives up, it will alert the enemy up, it will wake the enemy up, it will alert them, and she will not be able to leave. Then finally she goes to one of the camels of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that still remain with the enemy. Some historians have said that this is the famous camel of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Adba, which was famously known as Qaswa. Or it could be another camel of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When she goes to this camel doesn't make a noise. So she mounts the camel and she manages to escape from the enemy. After some time they realized and they gave chase to her. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had allowed her to escape from the enemy. She made a nadhar, she made a vow that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to save her from the enemy, then she will slaughter this camel. When she came to Madinah Munawwara safely, she mentioned this vow to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to her that this is a very cruel response to this camel. This camel saved your life. It brought you safely. Now you want to slaughter this camel. Further on, this camel does not belong to you. So the oath was not a correct oath. It was an incorrect oath. And when a person makes a wrong oath, then he should not fulfill his oath. Rather, he should give kafara for that oath, but he should not fulfill that oath. And similarly, to take an oath to give away someone else's property or slaughter someone else's camel that doesn't belong to you, so this is, and it cannot, it does not need to be fulfilled, or it is impermissible to fulfill such an oath. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells her, irji'i ila ahlik ala barakatillah, that you can return to your family with the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The very important lesson that we can take from this incident, obviously the highlight of the entire incident was that young 13-year-old Sahabi, Salama bin Aqwa radiallahu an, and the manner in which he took control of the situation. Now let us compare it to a 23-year-old person in today's time. And can that person do even half what this young Sahabi had done? So the importance of giving the necessary training, the necessary skills, creating maturity in our children, that they are good for themselves and they are good for others. Salama radiallahu anhu took control of the entire situation, alerting Madinah Munawwara, giving chase to the enemy, 40 horsemen that were fully armed, and this one young Sahabi, he takes control of the entire situation. He was good for himself, good for others, protected the camels of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he displayed this level of courage and this level of valor, this level of maturity and composure. And this is something that we need to work on, especially in the uncertain times that we live in. We don't know what the future holds, and these are very, very important, necessary skills that need to be imbibed within ourselves, and it needs to be instilled within our children as well, that keeping within the framework of the law, they can protect themselves, protect their families, they can protect the communities, and they can be good for themselves and good for others. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire us. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.